Moon Autumn Festival.
那等到你看见那个中秋节的时候，你看见大家都月亮是圆的。
And during that festival, we all know that the moon is round.
所以全家的人都聚在一起。
So all the family gathers together.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
中国人是一个中秋节。
For the Chinese people, there is one autumn festival.
但是犹太人是两个中秋节。
But for the Jews, there are two autumn festivals.
正月十五号就是他们正月十五号就是他们的逾越节的时候。
The 15th day of the first month, their Passover.
那个月亮是圆的。
The moon is round.
他们全家要团聚在一起。
The whole family gathers together.
他们要述说当时逾越节的故事。
They want to review and speak of the story of the Passover.
但是到了七月份，到了他们秋天的时候。
But when it comes to their seventh month.
那不要忘记，那个就是他们住棚节的时候。
That is when they have the Feast of the Tabernacle.
那天晚上又是满月。
Again that night, it is a full moon.
而且那是一年最满最丰满的月亮。
And that is actually when this moon is at its fullest.
所以以色列全家又聚在一起。
So the entire family of Israel gathers together.
他们就述说他们怎么经过四十年的旷野的故事。
So they talk and speak and review of the history of going into the wilderness for 40 years.
所以不要忘记，犹太人有两个中秋节。
So don't forget, the Jews have two autumn festivals.
他们过节的时候。
When they go through the festival.
你看见月亮就高高挂在树上。
You will see that the moon is high above in the sky.
而那个月亮一定是满月。
And that moon is a full moon.
但是今年不一样。
But this year is different.
今年无论是祝棚节，无论是逾越节。
This year, whether on the Feast of Tabernacles or the Passover.
月亮是圆的，不错。
The moon is round, yes.
但同一个晚上。
But in the same night.
你看见月亮要变，满月要变红，像血。
You will see that that full moon will turn red like blood.
这个非常稀奇。
It's quite amazing.
你看见就刚好发生在犹太人的逾越节跟祝棚节。
It happens exactly on the Passover and the day of the Feast of Tabernacles.
这个还不止。
Not only that.
不止今年如此。
Not only this year.
明年也是如此。
Next year is the same.
明年逾越节跟与祝棚节同样的是满月变红像雪。
The Feast of Tabernacles and the day of the Passover, they celebrate Passover, will also be when the moons turn red.
连着两年四轮满月的。
So we see four full moons that turn into red
这是很少
two years in a row.
很少的。
This is very rare.
而且刚好是发生在犹太人的节日。
And it happens exactly during their festival.
所以现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
这是碰巧的吗？
Is it coincidence?
如果今年跟明年是这样做发生的话。
If this happens today, this year, and next year.
那么莫非今年跟明年一定有什么事要发生？
So what is going to happen this year and next year?
那么现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
不止如此。
Not only that.
明年呢，而且除了有两轮的满月变红像雪之外，
aside from next year, twice we will see that full moon turn red.
以色列新年的时候又加上一个全日食。
That we also will see a full eclipse of the sun.
所以如果你把这些通通放在一起，
if you add everything together,
你觉得这个不是一件偶然，是难得难得发生的事。
You will see this is not coincidence. It is definitely something very rare.
那下一次如果你再发生这样的事的话，
The next time something like this is going to happen,
那是五百年以后的事。
It's only going to happen 500 years from now.
如果你要往前看的话，
If you look toward the future.
那现在我们要问，
Now we ask,
为什么这些事情发生？
Why do these things happen?
这个会不会就是这里所，就是这个第六个印所给我们看见的？
Is this what we are seeing here in the sixth seal?
所以很多人的注意力当然注意在预言上。
Many people pay attention to the prophecy itself.
所以很多基督徒就谈论说，到底今年、明年有什么事会发生？
So many Christians deliberate and say, what's going to happen this year and next year?
爱主的人一定会说。
Those who love the Lord will say,
会不会今年、明年我们的主就回来？
Is it possible that the Lord is to return this year or next year?
我们不是等候我们的主回来许久了吗？
Aren't we waiting so long for for the Lord's return?
会不会今年明年主就把我们提走了？
Is it possible that we will be raptured this year or next?
如果这样不是好的无比吗？
Isn't this something better than anything that we can think of?
如果这样的话呢，不是刚好是第六个印，特别今年天气变化等等等等，那么这不是证明说主很快就要回来？
Then we don't see the effects of the sixth seal as well. The climate changes, doesn't this show that the Lord is about to return?
所以你可以相信这两年在基督圈子里面一定有很多很多人谈论到这件事。
So these 2 years within Christian circles, many people are speculating and talking about this.
但是我很担心整件的事情会叫我们失去焦点。
But I am very concerned that all this can misalign us from the focal point.
因为我们许多时候都喜欢知道将来发生的事。
Because many times we want to know what's going to happen in the future.
这两年已经经过一年了。
Of these 2 years, we've already gone by 1 year.
我们不知道这两年要发生什么事。
We don't know what's going to happen in these 2 years.
我们一定要等到明年这个时候。
Only next year this time.
一定要等到这两年过去了。
After these 2 years are passed.
然后我们才知道说为什么这两年到底有什么事重大事情发生。
Then we will know what great events happened these 2 years.
那根据犹太人的说法。
According to the Jews,
你问他们的拉比,
if you ask their rabbis,
他们说只要讲的月食,
when you speak of the solar eclipse,
大概对以色列来讲有很多不好的事情发生。
Many things towards the Israel people is not good.
如果讲的日食,
if you talk about the lunar eclipse,
那么世界一定有些大事要发生。
There's going to happen something great in this world.
我再说弟兄姊妹。
I say again,
就好像那个雅各有星出于雅各。
It is like a star appearing from Jacob.
如果你把神的话放在一边，
If you set aside God's word,
你有许许多多的解释，
You will have many explanations.
对我们一点帮助也没有。
But for us, it doesn't help.
所以我们只有回到神的话，
Only when we return to his word,
我们要问说，
We have to ask,
像这样的事从主的话里面能不能找到一些解释？
Can we find explanations to these events in God's word?
那首先你要问说，
First, you need to ask.
在过去有没有类似的事情发生？
In the past, has something similar happened?
是不是只有今年跟明年刚好这些事跟犹太人有关系？
Is it only this year and next year having to do with the Jewish people?
那如果过去几次没有的话，
And if...In previous occurrences, it didn't matter.
那么这个是偶然发生的事。
Then this is just a rare occurrence.
这个没有什么稀奇。
It's not that amazing.
可是我们要注意。
But we need to pay attention.
如果我们回过头去看。
If we look back.
我们看见过去是不是有类似的事情发生。
And we see something similar happening.
但第一。
First,
它必须四轮明月。
They have to have 4 full moons.
满月变红像血。
And the moons will turn red as blood.
而且这四轮的满月刚好是发生在连着两年的逾越节、祝棚节、逾越节、祝棚节。
And these full moons have to happen 2 years in a row. Feast of Tabernacles, Passover, Feast of Tabernacles, Passover.
好了，现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
从我们的主钉十字架以后。
Ever since our Lord was crucified,
自从牧人被击打以后，
ever since the shepherd was stricken,
以色列人被分散以后，
when the people of Israel were scattered,
我们要问这种现象总共发生了多少次？
We have to ask how many times have these special events happened?
明白吗，弟兄姊妹？
Do you understand?
现在你如果仔细上网去读书，
if you were to go on the internet to study,
或者你买一些书来看，
or if you were to buy some books to read,
你看见很多基督徒匆匆忙忙的，很快的就下了结论。
So many Christians have reached a conclusion.
所以你就看见很多地方非常的弱，非常的弱。
And many places they're very weak.
比方说
，For example,
很多人只注意过去的四次。
So many people just look at what the last 4 occurrences.
他们就写了一本书。
And they wrote a book.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
很多人就问说，那么在这个四次以前还有四次呢？
How about the 4 occurrences that happened before these 4?
你能说那四次也跟犹太人有关系吗？
Can you say that those 4 occurrences had to do with the Jewish people?
明白吗？
You see?
所以因着我们不仔细去来看这些事情。
Because many times we do not study it carefully.
所以常常我们就上了仇敌的当。
So many times we are deceived by the enemy.
我们就下了一些错误的结论。
And we have reached some wrong conclusions.
所以如果我们回过头去看
But if we were to look back,
你慢慢就发现
Slowly you will see,
这些事情一点都不偶然
These things are not by rare.
我们不敢说这个现象
We cannot say that these signs
一定会给我们什么样的预告
Will indeed tell us that something that's going to happen.
但到从主升天到现在
From our Lord's ascension until today.
连今年跟明年
including this year and next year.
总共有八次。
It's happened 8 times.
162年一次。
In the year 162, one time.
简单来说 ,162 年 ,163 年。
So in the year 162, 163.
那你看见四轮满月。
And you see the 4 full moons.
然后下一次就是795年。
The next time was the year 795.
和796年。
And 796.
再下一次是842年。
And the next time happened was year 842.
843年。
And 843.
再下一次是860年。
And the next time was 860.
861年。
And year 861.
再下一次是1493年。
And then the other time was 1439.
1494年。
1493 and
1494. 然后再下一次是1949年跟1950年。
And the next time, 1949-1950.
再下一次是1967-1968.
The next time, 1967-1968.
再下一次是2014-2015.
The next time, 2014-2015.
现在我们要问一个问题。
Now we ask a question.
如果今年、明年都刚好是过节的时候。
If this year and next year it occurs during the festivals,
那表示说跟犹太有关系。
It speaks of having to do with the Jewish people.
现在我们要问过去的这七次是不是刚好也发生在犹太人过节的时候。
Do we have to ask that these things happen also during the festival times of the Jews?
刚好八次都是这样。
Did all those 8 occurrences happen?
那除了发生在犹太人的节日之外
And outside of it happening during their feasts,
在过去的例子里面
In the previous examples,
有什么重大的事情发生
What great events happened?
那如果我们回过头去看
If we look back,
我们如果过去是七次
If we see it 7 times previously,
现在呢是今年跟明年
and now we see this year 2014 and 2015. This year is past.
明年我们看不清楚
We can't see it clearly next year.
但是大体来讲，这个八次都快过去了
But if you were to speak in general, these 8 events have happened.
前面七次我们可以回头看
We can look back to the 7 prior ones.
那已经是历史
That is history.
这现在这一年也是历史
This year is also history.
但是只有明年我们看不清楚
But we cannot see clearly next year.
但是不管怎么样
But no matter what.
我们不知道前面是怎样
We do not know the future.
但有一件事我们知道
But we know something.
如果刚好有刚好一共有八次四轮满月变红
We know that 8 times we have 4 full moons turning red like blood.
那是告诉我们什么呢
？What does it tell us?
那就是告诉我们说
，This tells us，
这不是一件偶然的事。
It is not something that is coincidental.
背后一定有教训。
There has to be a teaching behind it.
所以先是你看历史上怎么发生的。
First you see what happens in history.
然后你用神的话来解释这些历史。
And you explain it through God's word, this history.
那如果真的跟以色列人发生关系。
And if it is connected with the people of Israel.
那到底是个什么样的关系？
Then what kind of relationship is it?
所以我想我们先很快地看前三次所发生。
So let us look at what happened the 3 times prior.
1493年。
1493.
和1494年。
And 1494.
那现在我们要问。
We have to ask.
这个1493年的前一年发生了什么重大的事?
What happened prior to 1493?
那就是1492年。
And that was the year 1492.
那1492年我们知道在犹太历史里面是永远不会忘记的。
Something happened in the Jewish history that will never be forgotten.
因为根据申命记
According to Deuteronomy,
犹太人如果漂流的话
If the people of Israel are wandering,
他们一定要漂流到天涯在英文叫做 edge of heaven.
They will have to wander all the way to the edge of heaven.
所以到了1492年的时候
In 1492,
他们好不容易漂流到西方的极处。
They have wandered all the way to the west.
你知道，就整个罗马帝国的版图来说。